Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Mason, Technical Program Manager for Cloud Partner Engineering at Google Cloud. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Thank you, Allison.
So, Paul, why don't we just get started and talk about Google Cloud and your role at the company. What is your scope of focus, and how does that relate to the topic of the day, which is Anthos?
So I'm focused on how to bring the various tech partnerships that are out there in the world, the partnerships that our enterprise customers are already using, and make sure that they integrate into our storyline. The storyline I'm focused on is Anthos, which is part of our hybrid and multi-cloud focus. And because we are working with customers, not just in our cloud, but now in their data centers, it's really critical that we have a strategy on how to integrate and work with these various partners.
Now, as you look at Anthos, and this is something that you announced, I believe, at GCP earlier this year, this is a real opportunity to be a game changer for customers. Tell me about why this has an opportunity to be so much of a change in terms of cloud computing and why Google is unique in terms of bringing this to market.
Yeah, it was at April this year at our next conference in San Francisco when it was announced, and I was lucky enough to be there. And the impact of people coming and rushing to ask questions, it was clear that there's a real need in the market for this. What Anthos aims to do is give enterprises a better and easier path into cloud-native applications for the enterprise. The enterprise has been faced with the challenge, how do I take the monolithic-style applications I've been building for years and do them in a cloud-native format where I could get better reliability, better uptime, better velocity, better security, all the promises, and at the same time, how do I move stuff to the cloud? And doing both at the same time is pretty difficult. So what was so exciting about Anthos is that Google was telling the market, look, we know where you are today in your journey when it comes to redesigning applications, and we want to meet you there. So Anthos is taking the Google management style and how you do Kubernetes and how you introduce all types of Google Cloud services, but actually allowing the customers to choose where they do it. And in this case, it's commonly on their own existing hardware inside their data centers, and even, to the surprise of many, doing it in other cloud providers.
Now, this was something that was really different. A lot of folks have come up with some hybrid cloud solutions before, but this is really a multi-cloud strategy. Why did Google choose multi-cloud as the direction to go down? And how did you see Kubernetes being a foundation to build upon for this multi-cloud strategy?
Well, Kubernetes is so important to the way that Google runs its applications and infrastructure. And since making it an open source project, it has just been adopted so much by even our competitors as a platform that really is going to drive those style of applications. So our customers told us, we want to use Kubernetes and we want to use it like Google does. And in fact, you do that for us already with the Google Kubernetes Engine, GKE, but we can't always put our applications in the cloud. There are instances due to data regulatory purposes. There are instances due to performance where the latency needs to be closer to where the users are. There's all these situations where we want to use Kubernetes, but we don't necessarily want to use it in the Google Cloud. And what our customers were faced with was trying to figure out how to do their own version of Kubernetes. And frankly, it's hard. And there are a lot of tool sets that are out there, but these customers really liked the cloud model. So what Google wanted to do was give customers a way to train their development teams just one time on one interface, on one way of doing Kubernetes and the tools around it, but not lock them into a single location, to give them the flexibility if they already have contracts with another cloud provider or if they have a reason why they must use compute in a specific location, which is not Google Cloud. We've abstracted that whole platform away from the physical location and the physical hardware. And so it's ultimately giving customers control and the ability to do their migration to cloud-native applications at their own pace.
Now, Intel and Google have a long history of collaborating on Kubernetes and ensuring that Kubernetes is fully optimized to take advantage of underlying Intel-based infrastructure. How has this extended into the work on Anthos, and where do you see that collaboration moving forward in terms of the delivery of Anthos to the ecosystem and to customers?
Intel has always been a great partner for Google, especially as we build our data centers and optimize for the scale and the performance. I think it's kind of fair to say that Google doesn't necessarily view the data center in the same way that many of our customers have their on-prem data centers built. So Intel is one, giving us a lot of insight as to how our customers want to run the physical hardware in their data centers. And two, they're leveraging the technologies which Intel has brought to the game with memory optimization, hardware capabilities in the NIC, security add-ons. Intel is really bringing a lot to the table to make sure that the whole solution is, in the way I put it, filled out. So that it's not just our software and we hope for the best underneath it, but it's our software coupled with the Intel hardware being able to give a holistic solution.
This is also extended into delivery of an Intel Select solution for Anthos to help accelerate ecosystem adoption of delivering Anthos-based infrastructure to end customers. Is that just a natural extension of the work that we've pursued in terms of software optimizations, or is that even taking it a little bit further for our collaboration?
I think it's both. You know, giving customers that ready-made guide from a trusted resource like Intel is really powerful. Giving customers that ability to see a path to how they can get started, how they could ensure a certain level of performance, and really just have that Google and plus Intel engineering experience that we spend lots of time putting together that they could have just by reading a document and following the guides that are there. I think the Intel Select solution is really powerful for that purpose. And again, it fills those gaps where we want to focus on that Kubernetes experience. We want to focus on the tool sets such as config management and the Istio Cloud Service Mesh. We really want to focus on these areas, and having Intel focus a bit more on that architecture and helping customers achieve that architecture is a big help.
That's fantastic. Well, it's fantastic to see the progress. What is the next step for Google, and what are you doing to integrate Anthos into enterprise application frameworks and work with other ISVs to make that happen?
Yeah, you nailed it. The next step is getting it out there. It's new software. It's a new model, dare I say, a new paradigm, which our customers are actively exploring and wanting to learn more. Now the rubber is really hitting the road, and people want to know, okay, I see your vision, Google. I'm on board. How do I get started? In order to do that, the way we built Anthos is actually taking advantage of what a lot of customers already have in their data center, and that's VMware and the vSphere virtualization space. So Anthos actually uses VMware to deploy and self-start, bootstrap, if you would, a Kubernetes cluster inside of the customer's environment. And then that cluster is able to more or less phone home just on the control plane so that we now have visibility and control and the ability to manage that Kubernetes cluster from the cloud. So really we're focused on how to get people started. And then the questions immediately turn to, you know, I used a certain logging mechanism in my data center. I have a certain standard security practice. I need to abide by these rules which are in place for my enterprise applications. I need to integrate them with Anthos. So that's where we're working with our ISV partners. You know, we have a vision of using the Google Cloud Marketplace so that customers can pick their favorite solutions, whether from CI/CD, again, logging and security, and just click to deploy them. So we're really trying to make it very, very simple for someone to come into their data center, plan what kind of capacity they need, deploy Anthos, and bring in the add-ons from the ISV community as soon as possible.
I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to see the progress that the Google and Intel teams make on this. Paul, where can folks go to find out more about Anthos and engage with the Google team to learn more about the solution?
On the web, we have at our website, cloud.google.com/Anthos. It's a great place to go start reading some of our early customer testimonials, see what kind of partners we've already have in our ecosystem, read the documentation, and get in contact with any Google sales contacts you may have. Our partners are rapidly accelerating their adoption of this so that you could have conversations with them as well. So ask those questions, hit the website, and check us out.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the time today. It's a real pleasure. I can't wait to hear more. We'd love to have you back again soon to hear about the progress with Anthos.
Absolutely, and thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.